everybody. Welcome to episode number 50. 50! Woo! A girl fight.
Well, that was a little lackluster of a woo.
Okay, let's try it again.
Come on, guys.
One, episode 50. Two, three. Episode 50.
Woo!
We should discuss this beforehand.
I know.
Yeah.
Couldn't get that.
So yeah, according to Christine, we're over the hill now.
Aw.
Sweet.
Hey, but 50 is the new 30.
And there she celebrated by not being
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. Then that means I'm still a teenager.
There you go.
I think that means I'm
not born yet, yeah. I think.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I know.
You're sitting in a bad spot, Audrey. I need to slap you.
Stephanie, move over here. Yeah.
So Christine is on vacation and Megan is super busy today, but we do have, as promised, IGN's news guru.
I'd never let you down.
Jim Riley is joining us today.
This is my first podcast, I think, since my sort of infamous December episode that I did on Podcast Beyond.
Which one was that?
It had a pretty inappropriate headline. It was about, don't worry about it.
Oh, the one about liking girls.
No, no one was at the office. We were working on a holiday, so things were, crazy.
Yeah.
Was there drinking involved?
There was no drinking involved. It was just insanity.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that.
But thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, no problem.
I hope I'm like your most special guest you've had.
Of course.
Ever.
In the 50 episodes.
For sure. Absolutely.
Have we ever had a guy on the podcast?
Yes.
Greg Miller was on episode 25.
Okay.
So that's
would have been even more
top.
Special.
If Jess was still here, it would be even more special. But
sure.
She's working at G4 or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So all those people out there who maybe don't know, Jim actually kissed
Ms.
Chobot.
I did kiss Jessica Chobot three times. I had my hands
three
on her hips.
Three times. Yep.
No. Just hips, nothing
else? You pecked her three times?
No,
separate occasions?
It was on video,
It was on YouTube.
Yeah.
I kissed her. And then she said, I pulled back, and then she said, is that it? And I went in again.
Oh, so, man.
I thought I'd be respectful, We discussed no tongue, so.
Nice.
But I've been in her apartment. I've seen her cat, so.
Well, her old apartment.
Her old apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a fantastic, intimate relationship.
Yeah. I feel like I should have something more, worthwhile to talk about besides that video that was like a year old by now, but I don't really think I do.
So. Yeah, you're just done. You're gonna leave now.
So I was talking about before the show started. I want to get your perspective on things.
Okay.
This is an all girl podcast. Get your the girl perspective. So when I was in New York City on my vacation a couple weeks ago, I took a girl out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not a girl. She's a woman, right? So it's a woman.
Good.
We would hope. Yeah.
And the dinner itself was about $150 total.
Okay. Yeah.
I paid for it. I said, order whatever you want.
Was it at McDonald's?
It was not at McDonald's. It was at the Palm Restaurant. Look it up.
Nice
place.
Very nice.
And all I got at the end of the day was a kiss on the cheek.
Was this the first? This
were
the
you
first
trying
date?
To buy something else, Jim?
So are you thinking
that's not
that because
legal.
You gave her this wonderful meal that you should have gotten more?
So here's the deal. The first date.
That's called prostitution.
First date.
Yeah, a little bit.
No. First date was a home run, right?
Okay.
Second date, peck on the cheek.
Oh.
And what's up?
Oh, I don't know. That might be a maybe she's not that into you type of thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but the time between date number one and date number two was about 2 years.
Oh.
She could be dating someone else.
She's not dating someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, in
is
2 years.
Is it starting over, do you think?
A year's a long time, Jim.
Yeah.
2 years
a
is
2 years.
Twice
yeah.
2 years.
Okay, that's even longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I might write that
should
one
I bail
off.
Out or should I keep going?
I would bail out.
I'd bail.
I would suggest finding someone on this coast.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe get a middle priced meal
yeah,
next
take
time.
Take those lemons and you bail.
Yeah, I'm expecting anything.
Long
more.
Distance relationships are really hard. My husband and I did it for a year, and it
and
was
you
tough.
Did it after you had been dating for an extended period of time. No, or you guys no. started long distance.
Yeah, because we met online.
Got it.
So we started long distance and did
it's
it for
starting
a year
long distance is even harder than like transitioning to doing long distance for an intermediate
and I mean
time.
We. Like every 2 weeks, one I flew to Chicago or he flew out to Ohio to visit me too. So it was nuts.
So I also asked her if she wanted to cuddle, and she said no. But thanks for asking.
I would say you should write it off then.
Yeah.
So I think she's a lawyer or something.
You think?
Well, she works at like a law firm. She does stuff.
May I also recommend, like, asking someone if they want to cuddle? That's pretty creepy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, what was the situation?
Well, yeah, I was desperate. I was like, well, she's calling for a cab. I gotta just ask her now, or that's it.
What, y'all were outside, and you asked her if you wanted to cuddle?
Yeah. It was like 11 o'clock. It wasn't like... Okay. Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah, okay.
Poor Jim. You'll have to come on here more often for more advice. Okay. Yeah.
We should introduce the rest of us.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We haven't done that yet. I'm Nicole Tanner. I'm the host, and I have a very sore throat, which is why I have tea with me tonight. And I have another phone interview to do today, so hopefully my voice holds on. We have Audrey Drake here.
Hey, everyone.
Who was sick with the sore throat the last time.
I got strep throat right before E3, which was frightening.
It's the best time to get it.
It's terrible timing, yeah. I was really worried because I was interviewing Aonuma-san, and I was worried that I was just going to be like, so tell me about Skyward Sword. But luckily, I drank a lot of hot tea and it worked out.
Did you freak out when you talked to him?
Well, I mean, I freaked out on the inside. I don't think he could tell.
So, that's good. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
I think he knows. He knows everything.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that.
And we also have Dana Jungle Ward.
Hi, everyone.
And Stephanie Lee.
Hey.
All right. So we've had a nice little introduction here. let's just jump into to what we've been playing. Jim, do you want to start us off?
Okay. I've been playing two games. One, Demon's Souls, which I've actually...
Again?
I finally put it down. I platinumed the game about 6 months ago, right? Which means you've done all the things in the game.
Right, yeah.
But you can also keep playing the game over and over again. Each time you beat it, the enemies get harder. But after six playthroughs, they stop getting harder. So I wanted to get through six playthroughs.
Oh.
So now I've done everything in the game. I have all the weapons. I have all the items.
You've played through it six times?
I've played through it six times.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing more I can do.
Dang.
You really like that game, huh? Wow.
I haven't upgraded all the weapons.
Well, you don't really have room to talk,
that's
Missy.
That's true. That's true.
I haven't upgraded all the weapons, but it would take like at least 20 playthroughs, so I'm not going to do that. But I think I'm finally done playing that game. I'm going to eject it and then put it away.
Did you play Dark Souls at E3?
I played Dark Souls. And speaking of Dark Souls, I was also the only person, according to Namco, the only person at E3 that got to the end of the demo in Dark Souls. That wasn't using like a pre-built character that was already buffed up.
So is it harder than Demon's Souls then?
Part of the hardest of Demon's Souls is the learning the combat and the mechanics of the game. Like even if you add more strength and endurance and all that crap, it's still you need to like learn how to attack and learn enemies. So it's more about learning the game than it is just, you know, pumping more stats into your characters. Okay. Once you figure out how the game controls, it's a lot easier, and like picking up Dark Souls, same controls, menus, same everything. So it's pretty much just like, you know, straight up sequel, easy to get right into if you played it. So,
all right.
I've also been playing Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, and I really. So it's a bad game, right? I would never recommend it for $60. But I think that, you know, it still has its place in like the history of video games as this thing that, you know, had been in development forever. And I think
it's an artifact.
Exactly.
It's infamous.
It'll be in a museum.
But not
if there's
the
a
game.
Video game museum, it will be there.
Yeah.
And I think you should at least check it out just to try it and see, you know,
what the big deal was.
Yeah, 99 what the big deal was, just but like look at this game that took this long to make.
That yet still feels like it was rushed out the door.
I mean, I would rent it or maybe borrow it or maybe wait till it's like $10. See, I think this would have been a better like $15, $20 download game rather than full retail. But definitely check it out and just sort of experience. I'm glad I'm playing it because, you know, I've wanted to play the game for a while.
Okay.
I'm glad it's out, but it's a bad game.
Are you a big Duke Nukem fan?
I'm not, but I think Duke 3D is a pretty awesome game for its time. I played that a lot back in the day. Mm.
So do you think Gearbox bought the franchise just because of the notoriety? Because they were like, well, it doesn't even matter what we crap out. Like, people will buy it just because of this game.
Randy Pitchford talked about, who's the president and CEO of Gearbox, talked about how, you know, it was sort of a passion project for him. He'd worked at 3D Realms before moving to Gearbox, starting Gearbox. So he didn't want to see the game fail. But, you know, when I look at this game being put out, it's getting tons of bad reviews. So much so that PR people are getting fired over it. And
they are not getting fired because of the bad reviews.
Oh, they're being dropped from their client list.
Because they did something really stupid.
And I think, you know, if you've never, like, there are people who've grown up and played video games who've never played Duke 3D. And so when they play, this will be their first Duke Nukem game. And it could hurt, you know, the IP of that franchise. So
how could you hurt the IP of that franchise anymore?
Before that game came out, there was still, like, a love for Duke 3D. But now, like, people, like, if Gearbox intends to make more Duke Nukem games, which they probably will since they bought the IP, you know, will, even if it's a good game, I just, you know, I don't know if this Duke Nukem Forever could hurt the
It was a product franchise. Of its time. I just think it just is not relevant anymore. And, like, it doesn't seem like, and I haven't played it yet, but it seemed like, you know, that they even, like, mastered, like, the tongue-in-cheek. Like,
yeah, a lot of the jokes are dumb. I think, like, you could probably make a cool, you know, a game like that in 2 years, not 12 years. But again, I just, you know, it'll be tough to see if this actually hurts the franchise's name, because, you know, it's a $60 game. That's a lot to ask for people to buy.
Yeah.
For a joke.
I think it would have been a lot more successful if it tried to make, like, a parody of its own anachronism. Mm-hmm. But takes itself very seriously, which is why it's...
And it's just, you know, the load times are real bad. It takes a long time to get into the game. I think it would have been cooler just as, like, a $10 download or $15 download. Like, here's Duke Nukem Forever. But they're trying to really push it as a full game, and that was I think it's a bad move.
Yeah.
But it's finally out. I'm glad it's out on store shelves.
That is kind of unbelievable to see it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really thought it was ever coming. I know I didn't. I was surprised.
Well, we were all shocked when it debuted at PAX. At PAX, right?
Yeah. Steph, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a whole bunch of crap.
I've been seeing you playing LA Noire. You still playing LA Noire for
I was capturing some video. Okay. I'm done with it completely. I'm never picking up that game again.
Yeah. So you liked it.
It's not a bad game. It's just I'm done with it, so I'd like to move on. Mm-hmm. But I actually this past weekend I hooked up my Super Nintendo again and started playing some Link to the Past.
Cool.
Nice.
And I bought a PS3. And I couldn't really play too much of that because I spent the entire weekend downloading updates and installing.
Of course you did.
Yeah. It was, what the heck?
Yeah, that's really terrible. Annoying.
Yeah.
But I actually got a chance to play some Super Stardust, which I really like. Oh, cool. It reminds me a lot of Geometry Wars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought the music was better in Geometry Wars. But the gameplay is, like, really fun. I love twin stick shooters. And that's a lot of fun. And what else? Oh, Super Street Fighter 4. I told you guys last week. Or the week prior, that I was trying to train and get better.
Yeah.
And so far, no luck. I'm still terrible at it, but I'm slowly getting better. I'm, like, trying to get... Mark Ryan is being patient with me and telling me, like, you gotta time your buttons. You got it's like a quick 1-2. I'm like, what? A 1-2. So
he's a good teacher to have.
He is. He's really patient.
He's very patient.
We were joking that I'm, like, training right now, and then I'll be, like, primed for Evo 2012, like kind of like a Rocky movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Managing my hands and getting ready for battle.
All you need is an Eye of the Tiger soundtrack.
Or Tiger Blood works too.
Yeah.
But just been playing a bunch of games, whatever I feel like. Actually, I picked up Crisis Core, and so far, I actually dig that.
Cool.
That is a Final Fantasy game.
Final Fantasy VII.
For PSP. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what made you wait so long to get a PS3?
My roommate in college had a PS3, so I never had a reason to really buy one. Plus, I was poor in college. Like, I had to spend my money on other things.
Yeah. Like books and food.
Books.
Yeah. Clothing.
Yeah, keep myself alive.
Yeah. Cool. Dana? Yeah.
I have not been playing much. I mean, with E3 last week and then...
Yeah, and you even didn't get to play much at E3 because you were stuck in the war.
I did play a few things at E3, but I guess we'll talk about that when we're in the E3 section. Okay, so I did play some things last week at E3, but outside of that, actually the only thing that I have played, and it's not even actually a play, is that I have been telling myself, okay, I've got to start doing some form of exercise again. And I won't. I've told myself I will not let myself sign up for any classes or pay any money for any of that stuff or acquire anything new until I can do like a 6-week cycle in active because I own it already and it's right there. I'm like, and if I can't even like get my butt up off the couch and do that for 6 weeks, there's no way I'm going to motivate to leave the house and go somewhere else to do something. I'm really bad about things like that.
The thing that I kind of don't like about active though is that compared to some of the other games, it does take a lot of setup.
It does.
It's, you know, not, you have to strap that thing on your leg, and
it's not the most ideal, but it's in my house and I own it, so we have started that, and my husband's been good about me because I'll be like, I don't feel like doing anything. They'll be like, oh my God, come on, just do it now. Yeah. So that's good. So yeah, cool. We'll see. I just need to stick with it for the 6 weeks and then I can figure out what real exercise I'm going to do.
Cool. Audrey?
I have actually, after the longest drought ever, I've been addicted to my 3DS because I've got my hands on Ocarina of Time 3D.
I think it was the longest drought ever.
No. Yeah, so it came out in March. Crazy over that. And the eShop came out, which is actually terribly fun because I missed DSiWare the first time around. It was just, it was hard to look around and it was just, I didn't like it, but now there's all these old games on there that I missed the first time that I'm getting to play again. So I've got, I've got Link's Awakening and Super Mario Land, which are on the virtual console on there.
Oh man, Link's Awakening is so good. Link's Awakening and Super Mario Land is also awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So those are awesome, and if you haven't downloaded them yet, you totally have to because they're both for under $7. I think Super Mario Land's only like $4, so it's really cool.
They're in 3D as well?
No, those aren't in 3D. Excitebike's in 3D, and that one's free. So
go figure.
Yeah. And Pokedex 3D is also on there, which you wouldn't think would be any fun at all, but I'm actually going crazy trying to collect them all. Wow. It's that same mentality that makes you get the spot pass.
Sorry. Me and Sam were actually talking about like how Excitebike 3D, like the 3D actually enhances the game.
It does.
Like, it makes stuff pop out that normally isn't
there. Well,
for
those old NES games, it really works because they've got the bright colors, the black outline. It really pops out in 3D.
It's pretty cool.
So it's really cool. I can't wait for them to bring the original Zelda to the 3D classics.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised when I reviewed Lego Pirates on the 3DS, how much the 3D
How much of a slider do you put up on the 3DS? I found if you put up just a little bit, so you get a little 3D, it works better than if you put it all the way up. Or
I crank it all the way up.
I can't do that.
I can't either.
No. I've been playing I say Ocarina, and people keep correcting me and saying Ocarina.
Ocarina. Get it right. It's like Octorok.
But I've been saying Ocarina ever since I started playing.
Same with Ninja Gaiden. Internet Nerd Wars.
Yeah.
I've been playing. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say now. But
Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time.
But you were playing it.
3D?
I was playing. Oh, right. I don't even play that in 3D. I turn it down
to
2D. Yeah.
Why? Oh.
Because I can't. Well, I'm writing the guide for it, so I have to play it hours on end.
Yeah.
And I can't. My eyes just won't hold up.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. That's so funny. When I first started playing the 3DS, it would give me eye strain, but now it just doesn't bother me at all, no matter how long I play.
Yeah, I mean, Lego Pirates was the first thing I played with any length, and it actually didn't bother me at all.
I think your eyes just have to get used to it or something.
I will be intrigued to see, how much it does bug me. I've had problems in demos, because that's the only length of time, but.
Yeah.
I'm getting a 3DS. I may have it turned off all the time.
I would love to see some market research from Nintendo, because they must have some now about how many users of 3DSs actually use a 3D.
Yeah, that's true.
Some sort of research internally out there.
I would bet that the older the eyes that are looking at it, too, the more the 3D is turned off.
Yeah.
Well, they made some really good 3DS announcements at E3, which I guess we'll get to later.
Yes.
So hopefully sales will start picking up on that.
Yeah, definitely.
So what have I been playing? I finished the first Infamous. It was okay. It wasn't as great as everybody makes it out.
And by everybody, you mean Greg and Colin?
Yeah. it was just kind of buggy. It controlled. Well, I mean, I've said that on here because he can grab anything in the environment. It's very difficult to actually get him to grab what you want him to.
Right.
So he'll jump over you trying to jump over something, and instead he'll land on
it. On it.
Which is annoying, but I started Infamous 2 last night. Tons better.
Tons better.
Tons.
I've always said it's one of the few games I've seen this generation that actually looks significantly better than the first game.
Yeah.
You don't really see that many graphical leaps between sequels.
Right, yeah. The graphics, insane. It almost looks like they've gone through a console generation cycle, the difference. So yeah, graphically it looks much better. The controls are much better. He still ends up landing on things when I don't want him to, but it's not as prevalent as it was in the first one. Cool. And the other thing that I really like about it is that they don't pull a God of War and take all your powers away from you and then make you earn them back.
That's
slowly
annoying.
So you've got pretty much all the powers that you had from the first game, and you're just getting new ones, which is cool.
What they're doing with the new Batman game, too.
Yeah.
You're starting with most
of your
abilities.
Start off with all of your gadgets and stuff, and you just get upgrades from there, which is a great idea.
Yeah, and also in Infamous 2, the blast shard things that you pick up are on the map now, where you can mm-hmm. see them.
Which you can also go to IGN's guide. I think we have
that's
all.
True.
Yeah, yeah. I think Sam finally finished his maps. He's really proud of them.
Yes, cool. He did. He sent it out. He sent it to the Twitter feed last night.
Cool. Yeah, but since they're on, you know, they're on your in-game map too. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, it was just the first game. Like, I wasn't gonna sit there with a guide to run around and collect all those things, and I wasn't just gonna run around for 3 hours looking for them.
I just watched a YouTube video of some guy getting all 300 of them or whatever.
Oh my god! Yeah.
How long was the video?
Well, it's sped up, so you know, it's not. It's just like certain sections. Like, it'll show you like where he's on the map and where it is, and then So it's not just like going through a whole, you know, round of it, but.
Yeah, I was irritated with the first one by the time I was getting to the end, so I was just like, I stopped doing side quests, I stopped looking for flash shards, I'm like, I just want this thing to be over. So, but second one, much better. I only played for about 45 minutes last night, so.
Cool.
I forgot the game even came out. I like how Sony had to like remind you during the press conference that the game came out. It's like, oh yeah, here's more of this two stuff, just in case you didn't know.
Did anyone else try downloading the game from the Welcome Back program?
I have not yet.
The first one, yeah.
So when I was trying to download it this weekend, I don't know if it's my internet combined with like, because Colin said that wireless internet on the PS3 is kind of janky, mm-hmm. and he recommended just like hardwiring it.
Yeah.
And so before I found that out, it was taking like, it said over 1,000 minutes left to download.
That's like 5 days or something.
And I tried to leave my PS3 on overnight, and that mm-hmm. didn't work because it just shut itself down, and I wasn't sure if it finished downloading or not. But I tried.
They did take a long time to download, but 1,000 minutes seems
That
really
seems
insane.
Very
you could drive to the store and just buy a copy for the same price. I think it's like $10 now at some
store. But I was getting it for free.
Well, yeah, you just gotta wait a whole week to get it.
Yeah,
I think it probably is something with your internet.
I do pay with my time.
We downloaded, because my husband and I both have an account, we were able mm-hmm. to download four games, mm-hmm. and we downloaded all four of them. It probably took maybe about an hour each. It wasn't
too
bad.
Man, I need your internet.
Yeah.
I should probably.
Is yours hardwired?
It's hardwired. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We tried the wireless stuff when mm-hmm. we first got our 360 and our PS3, and Isaac's like, this sucks. So we have a wire going.
Oh man!
From upstairs to our downstairs, it kind of hangs over the closet door. And nice.
Doesn't matter how bad it looks; you just gotta get the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my husband's take too.
Yeah, so I made one last attempt to download.
I've tripped
it
over that wire so many times.
Jeez, but I was trying to. I made one last attempt to download on Sunday night, and I went to sleep, and it turned off in the morning. And I haven't checked if it's complete yet.
It just
that
turns
usually
off.
Never works out when you try and do that from experience.
I think like it you automatically it? Turns off when it you're not doing anything with it.
Oh really?
I think you could probably change the settings.
Yeah, that's probably a setting you can
I think
switch.
But when it's down when a download is active, it won't consider that being inactive.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
So we'll see when I turn on my PS3 again.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're playing. Topic of the week. E3. I mean, we talked about E3 before we went to it, but now we get to talk about our reactions after it.
Yeah. Right.
So let's start with like the obvious thing that probably everybody wants to know what we think about, and that is the Wii U.
The Wii U.
I do have to say, when they announced the name, the entire, like, everybody in the IGN war room burst into laughter.
Everyone
Well, it's how they announced it.
Yeah.
Reggie was like, you know, when we said we meant we as in like W-E and then you, and we're going to like combine them. It's just like.
And then you were like, no, he's not going to call it. That was it.
Yeah, I see why they did it. They didn't want to drop the Wii branding.
Yeah, the Wii branding is worth so much money.
Yeah.
I'm also going to complain about one thing, and that is that I never, ever want to hear him say in a press conference again, like, you've never seen them before. Because I don't know how many times. I'm like.
He had puns out the wazoo, too.
Yeah.
It was really, like, annoying. It's like, stop. And then when he first came on the stage, mm-hmm. look.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm like, are you kidding me? He should have went out there and been like, hey, listen. That would have been funnier.
It was pretty hilarious. Like the media training. You can see the media training in full force. It was like, bam. This thing is rehearsed.
Yeah. Okay.
Better than Mr. Caffeine.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you hadn't heard, Mr. Caffeine was the host of the Ubisoft conference, and this guy,
he needed to come down.
Hopefully someone put together like a highlight reel of that conference.
They have. I mean, you can, there's stuff online, and they're paired of him doing all of his Wayne's World.
Oh, man, that was bad.
I will say that on Tuesday night, I ended up in a bar with several Ubisoft marketing people, and I was like,
Was he drinking tons of coffee?
He was not there. But
to Ubisoft's credit, people are talking about the conference.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's working.
They wanted them to talk about, though.
We're talking about Ubisoft.
Those of us who were in the war room were all like, "Oh, stop it!"
Head smacks. I think I tweeted more during that press conference than I did any other one. I'm just like, please make this guy stop.
Yeah.
To go back on the Wii U, I think Nintendo overall sort of blew it with the Wii U reveal. They didn't talk about hardware cost.
They didn't really announce
any games. It was sort of confusing about which is this actually coming out, or is this just like a
tech demo?
Like they announced some third party games like Darksiders 2 and the Aliens game and some other stuff, but then it was like. Then John Riccatello comes out and he's like, imagine what Battlefield 3 could look like on the Wii U or something. Yes. But he didn't actually say it was coming out for the Wii U. I don't know. It was just kind of a weird show.
It's funny. There are a lot of questions that came out of that conference that are left answered, probably more than when we went into the conference. But
if I didn't know that it was actually a console, I would have thought it was just
a lot of people accessory were for the Wii. Confused by that because they didn't highlight. They didn't even really show the
they
console.
They didn't show the console.
But we did see it. It's there. Yeah. It looks a lot like the Wii.
Yeah,
it's a little more.
Yeah,
rounded,
I mean that's what I'm saying. Like somebody outside of the industry that maybe didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of people, like a lot of parents, are like, so how do I get the HD graphics out of my Wii. I'm confused.
Or I think a lot of people just think it's a new controller for the Wii.
Like
or
peripheral, It's especially confusing since you can use the Wiimotes to supplement the new controller.
Which that part is nice.
Yeah, that's a creative way
that you,
to make you not have to throw out all of that investment.
Because it's really annoying whenever you acquire. You finally get enough controllers and then you're like
everything
oh, great.
I bought is useless now.
Yeah. Jerks.
Yep.
So who played it?
I played it.
Yeah, I did too.
I played it.
I didn't.
I know.
You weren't missing anything. Now, they said, though, that the controller isn't final. It's still in prototype form.
Yeah, it's still in the works.
I think it holds. It's really comfortable to hold.
It's a lot lighter than you would think it would be.
Yeah. Although, an interesting point is that, it probably. I think it was Scott Lowe had pointed out that there's probably no battery in it because it was hardwired to the thing, so the weight may not be representative of what it.
I believe it has the actual battery.
Device. That the unit we were holding is not
I think at most it would add a pound, but
that's a lot.
That's
when you're
a lot.
Holding something.
When it's
for
like an 8 ounce.
Most, I think it's going to be like several ounces.
Nintendo will figure it out. They're Nintendo. But the analog sticks aren't analog sticks. They're like spinny
that
thing.
That's a little weird.
Thing
like
is,
the 3DS little sticks.
They're somewhere between like the circle pads and the analog sticks.
I think if you're going to go after the third party shooter crowd, like they kind of showed in their press conference, I think you need to have not necessarily sticks like the 360 or PS3, but you need to have something.
True analog sticks.
And the triggers need to be better placed too.
Yeah.
If you're doing shooters.
So I just played Battle Me demo, and for me, and granted, I am not the world's best gamer, and
Metroid.
I can be slow to pick up things. Yeah,
yeah,
that was the,
exactly.
the Metroid-y one, but it was not terribly intuitive for me to do
really?
It.
Well, those are just sort of like proof of concept games. I don't think they're really actual.
No,
real
it's not
games.
An actual
I
game.
I hope those become like included games.
I'm sure they will at some
system.
Point.
But I was like, wait, I've got to move this one to go up and down and then this one to move side to side. I don't know. My brain just wasn't. I mean, it was like a 2-minute session, so it isn't like I had all that long. Here's my biggest concern about the Wii U is that it's like with everything else, is that just not enough developers are actually going to take it's going to become a gimmick what most developers use it for is not actually going to be anything all that interesting. I mean motion controls have been in this generation, there are some developers who do some really awesome things, but then
but
a lot of it you're just like are you seriously just making me shake the Wii remote to jump?
It's a little different from the motion controls though, because it does have a traditional control setup. It's a little different, but it
right.
is there.
Right,
the touch
but
screen
then,
can
but
be
then
used
what's
to
the
supplement like
then
you
what's,
put map screens
yeah
on
that's,
there,
that's the thing
all kinds
for me
things.
It's like I don't get it. So if I'm going to be sitting at home playing Zelda in HD or whatever, I want a normal controller. You know, I don't want this big thing, even if it's got Link moving around. Like, I would never look down at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know that their whole thing they were pushing was like, oh, if your parents come in the room and want to watch TV, like, you
well,
can
take wife mode. Well, when I think of Especially Zelda, I think of playing Ocarina of Time 3D, where it's great because on the top screen is just the beautiful location, the beautiful game, and then on the bottom screen is your HUD, which can really get cluttery in a Zelda game because you've got the map, you've got your items, you've got your hearts, your magic bar, everything. So that's what's exciting for me is that you can have just a sort of clean HUD and have everything down there and easily equipable, just like on the DS. So
I mean, if people do cool stuff, it could be great, but that is my biggest concern.
I'd like to see it used for detective mode in Arkham City.
Especially
if you're awesome.
Especially if you're already doing, like, you have the, you know, you're making, so supposedly now developers will be able to develop across all of them, and it's like, are they going to actually, how many of them are going to spend enough time to make that extra stuff for the Wii U be different? I mean, you know, same as Move and Kinect. Like, you're not seeing anything
and
all that fancy and awesome because they can't do anything too crazy because then it's hard to.
It's too early to say, though.
It is. It's way too early to say.
It usually takes a few years for developers to hit their stride with any console.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about just, like,
new hardware to deal with.
Graphics and stuff. We're talking about a whole different way to,
to design a game.
Yeah. They're going to have to experiment a bit. So there's bound to be games that are going to fail, and we're going to laugh at it. But maybe later down the road, they'll figure something out, and we're going to be like, whoa, that blew my mind.
It's incredibly exciting, though, that Ninja Gaiden, Arkham City, Assassin's Creed, maybe Battlefield, we don't know. Mm-hmm. All of that's coming to
The issue with those is that
really
those games come out, I think with the exception of Ninja Gaiden, this fall. And we use...
Assassin's Creed, we don't know what
Assassin's
that is
yet.
Right.
But like Battlefield 3 is this fall. Arkham City is this fall. Darksiders 2, I think, is early next year.
In order to make you want to buy those again, because I'm getting Arkham City the second it comes out. I'm not waiting. But to make you buy it again, they'd have to do some seriously cool exclusive content or use the controller in a really neat way that innovates it a lot. Yeah. So let me play as Nightwing. That'll do it.
All right, so that's that. So Microsoft didn't really have a ton of stuff to show
Halo,
off.
Woo! I could care.
The impact was severely dampened by the leak.
They showed a lot more Kinect games.
Yes, that was one of my few E3 predictions that I, because I had worked on the IGN's E3 predictions piece. That was one of the few that I got dead on the money, which is that Microsoft will show off a lot of Kinect games that people mostly won't care about.
It's unfortunate that it's a kiddie game, but what Double Fine is doing with the Sesame Street game is actually pretty cool.
I didn't get a chance to play that. I hear a lot of people
say most people our age won't care about the Kinect games, but like think of like a child playing that Star Wars game, and that's if we grew up with that stuff, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I know.
I think
we view it completely differently.
For Microsoft, I think part of it is that, you know, I believe that they're going to announce their next console at E3 2012. So this E3 is kind of like, well, whatever we've got left over, whatever we can do.
Last year we had Kinect, and now this year we have more Kinect.
Yeah. So I think they're kind of holding their big guns for next year. But I thought overall Microsoft's conference was just okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in general all the conferences were pretty boring.
They were significantly less exciting than...
Yeah. No Beatles came out on stage or anything.
I know.
What the heck?
E3 as a whole was pretty boring, but
not as boring.
I think Microsoft
as the
had a
office.
Good range of like hardcore shooter, Kinect stuff. They did some pretty good stuff on Xbox Live. I think it's really interesting. But there wasn't like any really like, real sexy announcements. Like the Kinect stuff from Mass Effect is kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ubisoft Ghost Recon, where like shooting with your hand or whatever.
Yeah, it just looks.
So I think next year will be the big Microsoft conference.
That's probably
new console, new Kinect. I think that'll be it.
Yeah. Well, the console will come with Kinect. Yeah.
A more accurate and reliable Kinect sensor.
Yeah.
And then Sony had the PS Vita, which I did not get to play at all, actually.
I really liked it. I was actually pretty impressed with it. And so happy at the price point. I thought it was going to be
I thought it was going to be a lot more. Yeah, I thought it was going to be $400 because Sony has been, in times past, amazingly
stupid about pricing.
What are you talking about?
$600 PS3s.
And it uses AT&T, which means it's not going to work.
Yeah, that was the best part of that conference. They're like, the price, everybody's like, whoa. And they're like, and it's going to be AT&T. And everyone's like, ugh. Like, it was audible. Like,
there was laughter and moaning.
Yeah.
When they did that, because they were saying it like it was this awesome thing.
Yeah.
How many of you guys actually played it?
I didn't. Nicole did.
I did. Sound Shapes was so cool.
I played Super Stardust. There's a Super Stardust game for it. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I thought it's like definitely like a really sexy looking machine, but you know, it's, I don't know. It's I'm still a believer that like iPhone gaming, mobile gaming is the future. Like dedicated console handhelds are.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
with you. I think this is going to be a tough generation.
I think it's going to be it personally. Like the Vita is going to be the last Sony handheld they put out.
Yeah, but it's a completely different market in Japan though, the handheld market anyway.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
So maybe here PSP it
has sold like gangbusters in Japan. All they need to do in Japan is release a Monster Hunter.
That's so true. Yeah. I have hung out with friends that all just like sit around on the couch and play Monster Hunter for 6 hours straight. Like, my thumb is so tired, but I can't stop playing.
I mean, the issue with the PSP, right? It didn't have any interesting software. Any software it did, you could pirate it. So there's, you know, I think the issue with Sony this time around is they really have to sell more software with their.
Yeah, they do.
PSP.
I mean, yeah. The PSP's software library was really sad.
Yeah.
For a couple years, yeah.
And they really need to push developers to do something different.
You know. Overall, like, you hold up the games on the lifetime games for the PSP versus the DS, and it's, like, blown out of the water. I mean, the DS had a great software lineup.
And the PSP Go was a failure, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The PSP Go was the dumbest thing.
Yeah. It was a bad move.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them... I could see the intelligence behind wanting to release the device, but it had way too high of a price point. It should have been so much cheaper.
But let's release a new version of the same system that can't play any of the old games that you had, and there's no way, we're not going to actually give you any way to convert them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I look at the Vita, and you know, I look at it as people who want like the console gaming experience on the go are going to be there day one. I just don't know how many of those people still exist.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I mean, I really like the machine, but I totally
because I mean, as cool as Uncharted is, it's gonna be like probably $40 on Vita. But I got Super Stickman Golf on iPad for $1.
Yeah,
that game was awesome. So,
But I kind of feel like they're consolidating like the mobile market and the handheld market because like with the touchscreen and the tapping on and
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what they do with it. You know, and if it actually can do more things than just gaming and is like. Kind of more full featured, like if it's like an iPod,
like it
can
emulate
or something.
It's
kind of
weird.
Yeah.
It's like
on
how many
iPad?
Devices do you need that can go online and do all those things? Because at this
a
point,
lot,
it's like
okay.
you have an iPhone, an iPad, a laptop. Yeah, all
at
these
this
things.
Point, I don't have one that does everything I want it to. Though.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind of what
yeah,
I mean.
Can you imagine holding the iPad up to your ear and like?
I just think it's
hello.
You know, back to the pricing thing. I just think it's harder and harder for people to want to spend like the amount of money. For,
yeah.
And yes, there are much fuller games, but you're like, okay, well, you can gamble on 10 games at $1 each. And if you like one of them and play it a lot, then awesome. And as opposed to one $40 or $50 game. I mean, what PSP games were $40, right? At full price?
Yeah, 30,
like 40.
30, 40.
Are they 30 now? And
30.
The Vita prices haven't been released.
Yeah,
probably,
and it'll
probably
$40
be bucks.
Yeah. 40 or 50. Yeah. I don't know. I could even see it going to 50.
Kind of
I'm sure they're
going
to have a big... downloadable thing to
yeah.
go with it. Like they already have the mini stuff.
Probably
for
digital
PSP.
Library.
Yeah.
I just still think that the pricing on that sort of stuff compared to it's just hard for people to swallow anymore. I mean, I know when I look at like an iPhone game and they're like, you know, ones that are like $5 and you're like, $5?
Yeah.
What?
That's actually how I felt about buying Sword and Sorcery.
Yeah. See? Yeah. You're like, what? This is ridiculous. Yeah. This game better be awesome.
It's kind of sad. It's sort of changing what people are looking for from their portable gaming because I've always been huge into portable gaming since I was a kid. I love the long JRPGs and just everything on there. But now people are sort of looking for the, you know, just I can play my iPhone games that I got for $1 for 5 seconds. And it's sort of destroying what people are expecting to pay for a portable game. Or
Nintendo's
just to
having
get
lots
it.
Of those meetings all the time.
Yeah.
About how iPhone gaming is ruining their gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. Okay, so outside of the big first parties, let's talk about some games specifically that we saw that we loved.
Dark Souls, Game of the Year.
I knew you were going to say
yeah.
Game of the Year.
I lucked out. So I did spend a lot of my time in the war room playing Mom. But the nice thing, because...
Shushing everybody.
And you did it so well. You were editor of the show.
Thank you.
For a moment, I actually thought that was a game. Anyways.
But the advantage to that, so because I was like playing organizer mom person, I wasn't assigned specifically to cover any games, which meant that when I did get out to go see stuff, then I could see the stuff that people have been saying, oh, you need to go see this.
What you did was much harder, I must say.
But it was so then like I got to see the BioShock Infinite demo.
What did you think of the demo?
I thought it was pretty amazing.
I loved it.
I don't know. I'm sort of lukewarm on it.
What?
Only because...
You're gonna make Nicole go nuts because yeah. that is her favorite series of all time.
The demo is a very controlled demo. You know, they show you where you have to look. Like, it's a very stage on how everything rolled out in the demo. And I want to know how it's going to play when you don't have, you know, someone who knows what's going to happen mm-hmm. and is doing the stage demo. What happens if I don't look over here?
Right.
Yeah.
What's the actual game of this game going to be like? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have faith that they'll figure it out. They have a pretty good track record.
Yeah. I mean,
The demo seemed to me like, look how cool this world is. Look how awesome it is. And like, you can walk by someone and they're talking to you and like, you look at them, but I won't be looking at this person when they're talking to me. I'll just run past them. So I don't know. I still want to see more on that game.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There definitely is a question of how the whole skyline thing is going to work and how are you going to know which one to jump on, mm-hmm. which, where it goes and all that kind of stuff. But
and like, if you miss stuff, like, can you go back? Do you have to go all the way back around? Like, there was a long little loop going on.
So
I'm very optimistic. Yeah. The game looks really fantastic, but you know, I want to see like, you know, the first level and see how it plays and I don't know.
I saw and got to play a little bit of, which I actually embarrassed the heck out of myself because I don't remember anything about any of the controls, Mass Effect 3. I was like, "What? Which one's stuck again?" And the guy's like, "Oh." But that demo was pretty intense. It did make me cry.
Yeah.
So yeah. Skyrim,
I saw that too.
Which was pretty cool. I mean, although it's totally. I mean, my husband is.
The
loved.
Demo was. I mean, I'm pretty looking dry. Forward to it. The demo was a little boring.
It had dragons though.
It did.
It did, but it was a dry demo.
Well, I think they wanted to show you like how much detail there was, like how more expansive the towns are, and they actually like a lot of interactivity with them, and
you can look
at every item in the game. You can rotate it around.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool demo.
Yeah, that's definitely cool, but I don't know.
And I see just hours.
After seeing the BioShock Infinite demo and the Tomb Raider demo,
I didn't see Tomb Raider. Damn it.
I didn't either. Blown away by Skyrim. I mean, it looks wonderful, mm-hmm. and I'll buy it. I'm sure it's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying their presentation.
Still has the same crummy combat as Oblivion, though. It's my only disappointment.
I can't wait to see how glitchy
they said they changed a little bit.
It's still like the same. Like you just mash the trigger and you're just hacking. There's no real like. It doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of feedback. See, Dark Souls has amazing combat.
Now you're just a
that's
bad
why
boy.
It should be your RPG of the year.
Take that into consideration, Jim.
I saw Arkham City, which looked awesome. Catwoman looks amazing, and I can't wait to play as her.
I don't even want to watch the game anymore. I just want it. Just let me know when it's out, and I'll go.
I'll give
you my $60.
That's how I've been, too.
Yeah. And then I also saw a few cool little indie things, like Popo EO, which is this downloadable game coming, I think, just on PSN. And it's really pretty amazing. You should just go look it up on, like the story behind it's really cool. Sly 4, which I was very, very excited that was announced.
You saw a live demo of it?
I did our live show demo, so I actually wasn't watching the demo because I was
talking
to
the person.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it look cool, though?
It does. I mean, I love the Sly games.
I do, too.
It's more Sly.
My only concern was that, you know, Sucker Punch isn't doing it. So.
Right. It is Sanzaro Studios,
I think.
Yeah.
Colin was telling me like the story behind that is like the team wanted to make a Sly game.
Yes.
They made a proof of concept to show to Sony, and then they approved it.
Mm-hmm. They did.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, and they went to Sucker Punch, and they were like, we know you're busy, so why don't you let us make this game for you? And they were the ones who did the port of the Sly Collection.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then, Luigi's Mansion 2, even though, like, I'm not a fan of the same franchises over and over, but I did love Luigi's Mansion, and so I'm excited about Luigi's Mansion 2.
Actually,
and I waited a long time to play that thing, because that was it was like a 15-minute demo, so, and they just had one little stand with, like, four 3DSs, and so you know, I'm like watching
Mass Effect 3. Luigi's only on 2. Give him a break.
Yes. No, I'm excited. I mean, it looks like it's the same game again, but it'll
longer,
be here.
Though. Hopefully, it looks like there's several mansions instead of just the one.
Yeah,
so that's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What else? The Tomb Raider demo was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, so I've heard some criticisms though with Tomb Raider that it's a lot of QuickTime events.
It is.
So
the combat
where do you fall
is
that?
Quick. I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
You know, I loved Heavy Rain and the way that controlled. So if you can make it more cinematic and more engaging that way and not frustrating because you can't execute something that you want to, then I'm all for it.
I get sick of quick time events if there's too many of them. Like, I prefer to rely on more traditional gameplay. Yeah. It's just like quick time event after quick time event. It's like, God.
Yeah, but, you know, Tomb Raider has always been, you know, there's areas where you're just running around exploring, solving puzzles, and the combat is a very small part of it. Yeah. So I think it'll work.
Do we know this game has lots of platforming? I mean, I've only saw the demo they showed. It's mostly just walking through a tunnel.
They showed a little bit more of than just the tunnel and the one that I saw, which involved her jumping up and finding stuff.
Because the camera's like really close to her, so I'm trying to figure like how is that going to work if you have to jump places? Like,
It pulls back.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was platforming.
Cool.
Looks cool.
I mean, I'm very much looking forward to it and seeing, like, I think it's cool that they're doing the reboot and that she seems more human and less Superwoman robot.
Who played, I think it's the last, the downloadable game of Tomb Raider. What was it called?
I played a little bit of it.
Guardians of the Light
Yeah. It was all right. I guess they're not making any more of those yet. They're sort of focusing on this. Anyone
I'm okay with it. It was okay, but.
It was all right, yeah.
Damon loved that game.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
It was a top-down shoot-em-up kind of thing, right?
No.
It wasn't shoot-em-up.
It was like a Diablo puzzle.
Yeah, it's a co-op. Yeah, puzzler thing. But yeah, my only complaint about the Tomb Raider demo was that I think they need to better direct their voice actress. Especially in times
you mean,
of like...
You get less XXX.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty excited in her demo.
The way
that she showed.
The way that she screams just is... I mean, obviously you would be screaming if some psycho was trying to grab you and kill you. But not like that, exactly. Yeah. So...
She really likes being chased,
She was really into it, I think it seemed like.
Yeah. I mean, I think they got it right, like when she falls from the thing and that piece of metal or whatever stabs her through the side. I think that was good. Yeah. But,
And by the way, you can see most of these on IGN because most of these games that we're talking about were on our live show and had demos. So if you want to
Dark Souls videos, though, I was not playing that. I mean, it was Clements, so don't. You know.
He did die. Over and over.
I really like that preview.
Yep, that was an awesome preview.
Nice. Okay.
I only saw Dark Souls, Skyrim, and
Bioshock.
I saw that. That's it.
Was there any juicy news? Like, were you interviewing people? That
I have tons of interviews still going up.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw any other games. Yeah. A lot of stuff I've already seen has already been announced. I'm kind of I didn't see Prey 2, which I wanted to see. But yeah, that's it. Kind of a boring show for me, game-wise. But
yeah,
I had other stuff to do.
Well, did any of your interviewees say anything super interesting?
Yeah, I talked to Ted Price, Peter Moore, Shu Yoshida, who's on Podcast Beyond.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He had some pretty cool stuff to say.
I like Ted Price. He's a nice guy.
He's very dreamy, let me tell you. He was like literally a foot away from my face.
Yeah.
He was like staring right in my eyes.
I have interviewed him a few times, and
he's a good-looking man.
He's also a very kind human being. Yeah. Like, he's a very level-headed sort of guy.
He sent me an email afterwards. He's like, "Oh, you know, I really liked your questions." Mm-hmm. And then he's like, "I just want to clarify that Overstrike, which is their new game they announced, it's like a third person." However, I guess in the interview, I don't remember what he said specifically, but it wasn't clear.
His PR person afterward was like,
He emailed me like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, thanks, Ted. And then he emailed me again. He said, well, it's a third person action. I was like, all right, dude, stop emailing me. No, I'm just kidding.
Leave me alone, Ted.
Yeah,
that was kind of a disappointment for me. I was really looking forward to Insomniac's new game, and it just kind of looks kind of...
I wasn't in love with it. It's funny because a lot of other people were super excited about it, but I think they were mostly boys.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, look, it's more muscly things. Look, it's like epic, like got a sense of humor.
Yeah,
I think if it wasn't Insomniac making that game, I don't think anyone would really care about it. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. Sorry, Ted, don't listen to this.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
The name is also terrible.
Yeah, Overstrike.
Yeah, I think EA Marketing had their hands on
it. I would not dispute that conclusion on your part.
All right, so we made predictions the week before about what we thought was going to be game of the show. Dana and I both said Bioshock Infinite, and I think that it was. And it turned out to be IGN's game of the show.
Like, hands down, like, almost, it was huge, huge majority of the votes that the IGN editors cast were for BioShock. Right.
Can we go over for game of the show voting, it has to be a game that's in demo form, in playable form?
And you have to play it.
By somebody.
Someone. Yeah. So if you're watching a developer play it, just as long as you can see that this is not just a, you know, it's not just a trailer.
Not just a cinematic.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was that.
So Halo 4 wouldn't win anything because that was all CG.
Right. So, and that was the rule. And also, a game, in order to be nominated, had to get at least 3 nominations.
Yeah, I tried to go and everybody nominate Dark Souls.
I know you did.
Yeah.
It did not happen.
I tried.
Yeah.
Someone who is on the nominating email.
Namco texted me and said, hey, we don't have an IGN nomination thing on our booth. I was like, all right, give me 5 minutes. I tried to look something up, but I couldn't
happen.
Well,
you did get, it did go down for
PS3 RPG. Or something.
Yeah, or PS3. I can't remember. Because it was just Game of the Show required 3 nominations. Other categories, just 1 nomination, because there's just too much out there to...
Yeah, and for Game of the Show to kind of, you know, temper what might be considered fanboy or girlism.
We did go a little bit nuts with the nominations this year. There were a lot in every category.
I'm surprised that the Disney game for Wii didn't win best Wii game instead of the Zelda game.
There's only
2 Wii games.
I saw that email that you sent out. It was pretty funny.
It didn't work, though. No one likes to have any fun around here.
Yeah.
Will it make you feel better if I said it was kind of close?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you picked Journey, which I heard was very, very good, but
I did not
see it. Oh, man, Journey was there. I didn't see Journey.
Yeah.
Guess it didn't get Game of the Show.
Oh. And they had somebody dressed up as the little character from it, too, taking pictures of people. She was walking around with Ratchet. I don't know why she was with Ratchet, but I got my picture taken with Ratchet. I was happy about that.
I played some other games I just thought of at the Sony booth. Uncharted co-op, Shadow HD, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I don't play it in 3D, though. That's dumb.
Yeah.
And Twisted Metal, which I'm concerned for.
You're concerned for?
Yeah. I've never loved the Twisted Metal franchise.
See, I love Twisted Metal 2, first PS1 game I bought, mm-hmm. and Twisted Metal Black are awesome. But this game, I don't know, man. The fact that it wasn't like at Sony's press conference kind of worries me.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I mean, it's a first party, you know, it's a game you own.
Because they made such a big deal of
it. Yeah. That was their big reveal last year.
Jaffe, who's one of the better known developers out there. Maybe Jaffe's lost it.
Maybe it was always his team that actually did the good work and not him personally.
I we'll see how it comes together, but the trailer they had for it for E3 was awesome.
Yeah.
But the game, I don't know, man. I need to see more. Mm. That's all the game I saw.
So yeah. Any last thoughts?
What
was your game of the show, Audrey?
I actually voted for Arkham City. I thought it was an amazing demo.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just flying through the air like you're freaking Clark Kent. It's amazing.
Wait a second. That's the wrong.
How big is the world in that game?
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to fly like that. But how big is the world? They said it's 5 times bigger than Arkham Asylum. And you can go to any part of the city that you want at any time. It's not like.
Unlocking.
It's not like an Arkham Asylum where you're sort of led on a little path that you have to follow. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more open world than that, which is great.
Well, take my money, Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
My final thoughts are that I am so glad E3 is over, and I took 3 naps on Saturday.
Nice. I slept a lot over the weekend, too.
All I'm saying is that the guides team will be screwed come November and October.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall have wikis by then.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. It's open beta tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Is it? I think so. Anyway, sorry. There you go, everyone.
Yeah.
I may have broken
All I know is Rage, Dark Souls, Darkness 2, NBA 2K12, and another game comes out on October 4th. So October 4th.
All on the same day.
Yep.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Publisher nightmare.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I bet you somebody will bump one of those,
though.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, Rage got bumped, and Dark Souls got bumped up. So maybe it's the Darkness that will go.
Maybe.
Wow, the Darkness 2 is really already this October, because they just... announced it not that long ago.
Yeah, it was right before E3 that they announced it.
Hmm. All right.
When does Assassin's Creed Revelations come out?
I think it's November sometime.
I was actually really initially really indifferent towards that game, but after I saw the demo at E3, I was a little slightly.
I can't
intrigued.
Get into that
they
franchise.
Always do, they always do really awesome demos. I mean, their E3 demos have always been really kind of cool looking. Yeah, I don't know.
So I can't get into that series.
Yeah.
If they announced that they're canceling Assassin's Creed, I wouldn't care.
What about Dark Souls, though?
I would care.
A little bit.
Would you actually break down and cry?
A little bit.
That's a real man. Not afraid to admit that he would cry. Okay, so we don't have a lot of time for questions, but we can do a few. And
any questions about me in there?
No, but we have this fan. Travis. His name is Travis, but his handle is the Happy Skull, and he sends letters to all of the podcasts because typically when I get them, there are multiple addresses on it, and sometimes he just sends us a note, just like, I don't know, random thoughts on stuff that doesn't matter. But he had this really, really funny question, so I wanted to read that one first. He says he wants to know if a man eating a meat pie is sexy. And then he's like, well, I guess not to vegetarians, but I think it turns women on seeing a man eat a big pie of pork, chicken, and ham slices wrapped in pastry.
Wow. Is he using a knife and fork? Is he just shoving it in his face?
Nice.
I don't know. I don't find chewing to be sexy.
Yeah.
I thought for meat pie, you were talking about something else.
I thought he was using it as a euphemism.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next level.
He means an actual meat pie.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I would say, actually, that people chewing is one of the things that drives me crazy the most.
Yeah.
So, just in general, it wouldn't matter what.
I think what he's trying to get at, like, but hearing it very badly, is like, you know, like, man, carnivore, is that sexy?
Man versus wild.
Yeah, no, and it's not to me.
Look at me eat this meat that I bought at the supermarket.
Well, all I eat is, like, basically hamburgers, so.
Yeah.
It's true.
Which is kind of a meat pie.
In some ways.
A little bit.
That is true.
Yes, yeah. It is.
All right.
He's thinking about it right now.
Yeah. Next question comes to us from Aaron. Aaron lives in Australia, and they've had this whole controversy going on about not allowing an R18 plus rating for games like they have for movies, and because of that, lots of games just certainly don't come out there. And so he just wants to think what you think about that whole thing.
Well, move to America.
Well, games are much cheaper here too.
Yeah,
than in Australia. The pricing there is
now
crazy.
In Australia, is my understanding, that's government regulated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And whereas United States, we don't have any government regulations on.
Right now, we don't.
Yeah.
We'll see what the Supreme Court has to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there with me. I feel the same way that I feel about any other sort of banning. Like, even if it's content that I personally find despicable, like having, I don't think there should be bans on it.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And just not allowing that rating for games, I think, is really silly. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, is the issue that if they give it that rating, the stores won't carry it? Is that...
You can't...
No,
it's
the issue is that you cannot rate a game that rating. So they have the same rating system for, like, movies and TV and all entertainment, but games, for some reason, are not allowed to have that rating.
Because the ESRB in the United States has the adults only, but...
Yeah.
The theory is that if you gave a game adults only, no one stores would carry it.
Right.
Well, and console manufacturers won't okay it for, you know, like a lot of the time they'll... I think there was one 360 AO game. But yeah, I think...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for the most part, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft are not going to...
We did get BMX XXX, though.
That's true. We did. but yeah, what happens in Australia is that a game can't get that rating. So that means they're missing out on, like...
There was a big issue with Left 4 Dead too. Yeah. I forget what the actual resolution was.
And all those kinds of things. So
I think Valve released a censored version of the game.
Yeah,
if I recall correctly.
Right.
So yeah, it sucks. Sorry, guys in Australia. Next question comes to us from Christopher. Christopher wants to know if any of us still play music-based games, and if not, what would need to be done to make the genre interesting again. I still play them.
We're talking about Rock Band, Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
and Japanese rhythm games too.
Games. I've never been into the Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
I still play Rock Band occasionally.
So I've always said that Elite Beat Agents is one of the greatest games of all time.
Yes,
and we still don't have a sequel to that, which in North America anyway.
Yeah, I think what Sound Shapes is doing is representing kind of an evolution of where music games are going.
I think the idea of playing a fake guitar to mimic the notes on a screen is bad. Or it's not bad, but it's just not...
It's
not
done.
What I want anymore. I want something else.
Yeah.
Elite Beat Agents is great at that.
Yeah.
I love tapping my screen and spinning the wheel. Great. I just want more of that. I want a 3DS version of Elite Beat Agents.
Are you listening? Who was the publisher for that?
It's Nintendo.
It was Nintendo? Yeah, that's what I thought.
No one bought the first one, so of course they're not going to make another one. Yeah. Guys hate good games.
He has another question here, too. Can you think of another game genre, like the music genre, that has the potential of being like uber popular one moment and then completely collapse in popularity following
year? Yeah, dance games, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, dance stuff is kind of always like, they always seem to kind of hang around, I guess, as long as Konami exists.
Yeah, I mean, Dance Revolution has been around since
10 years.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not, it wasn't never doing what Just Dance is doing now, which is like 10 million units, which is insane.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but
what, I think
I don't know.
Sony has a dance
worldwide,
game.
Worldwide, though, DDR has done really well. Like, mm-hmm. It's been all the
But I think still that DDR is still for that hardcore gamer crowd. Just Dance is, and Dance Central are for, like, you know.
And for gym students in West Virginia.
Yes.
West Virginia did buy DDR for all of their PEs in public schools.
Man, you know, that makes me so mad. I wish that they would have had that when I was in high school. Jeez,
that actually,
could you imagine?
A lot of people, I know a lot of people that actually lost weight from that.
Oh, yeah, I did. That I totally did. Yeah.
It was a crazy workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in gym class in grade school, we started out running around in the circle of the basketball court, uh-huh. like warm-ups. And then me and my friend and I, we'd go and hide in the hallway so like there's, you know, the gym and there's like two little exits, like the doors to the outside, and we just hide in there. And then the last round we run out, like we had, because, you know, the gym teacher doesn't, not going to know who's all online. So we'd hide. And then at the last, you know, when she blows the whistle for the last circle, we then run out as a group, like, you know, to hide ourselves. Yeah. And then, it's a Jim Riley secret right there. If you want to use that.
Any kids who want to skip PE, there you go.
I hated PE. And in Iowa, it was mandatory. You had to take it all 4 years of high school.
Oh, really?
You had to take a physical, like, weightlifting, gym.
All we had was gym.
And I also, too, was able to do the special summer school gym, which was actually a lot cooler than regular gym because we, like, went bowling and things like that that you could never do in regular gym. You know, you're playing basketball or volleyball or whatever.
Ugh.
Summer school is always easier than regular season school.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were lots of people that specifically went to gym in summer school just because they didn't want to do it during the year. It wasn't like a
hated it
thing. Yeah. And it's, you know, looking back on it, it's kind of the whole thinking behind it is kind of
antiquated and dumb.
Yeah, like
it's certainly not antiquated now because, like, with the obesity problem.
No, but I mean, like,
the approach.
The approach. Oh, okay. Like, here we're gonna play volleyball and someone can just stand there for the whole time and not do anything, or we're gonna play dodgeball, which happened a lot. And
dodgeball,
and you get whacked in the head by some kid who's got an inferiority complex. So, you know, I mean, what it should be is like exercise classes, you know, like aerobics, kickboxing, weightlifting.
See, as
things
a
like
man, that. I look at that and go, I don't want to do exercise. I want to just run around and play dodgeball.
Yeah, but
I think you should teach them things that they can take into their later years. Like, they're not going to keep playing dodgeball when they leave school.
But what you're asking for, like, takes a lot of funding, which, I mean, the PE classes, let's face it, they don't even get a fraction of that funding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Maybe have less shiny football uniforms and a decent fitness program.
Yeah,
just
I'm
a little
just saying,
less shiny.
I don't think, you know, everyone's saying, like, oh, kids should be taking more PE, but I don't think that that's going to help.
How about the parents monitor what their kids are eating, all right?
Yeah. Jess would agree with you on that.
Okay.
She had a fit when San Francisco outlawed the Happy Meals.
Happy Meal toys.
Was that temporary?
It was lifted, I believe.
Oh, it was. Yeah, there was a thing where they weren't allowing any fast food restaurant to include a toy in a kid's meal.
Right.
Thinking that
so kids are just going to get the full size burger and no toy.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I agree that parents are the ones who are responsible for monitoring that. So
yeah.
So when I was growing up, my parents would buy me hamburgers at McDonald's, but I wouldn't eat the
bread.
Go
figure.
I wouldn't eat the bread. I would just eat the meat. I'd roll it up, and then I was weird.
Meat roll-ups?
Yeah.
Wow. Meat roll-ups. That sounds... Yeah. That was bad imagery.
Also, maybe that's why you're so skinny. Because
I can eat whatever I want. I don't gain weight.
You had no carbs growing up.
Maybe.
Okay. On that note, we're going to wrap it
we're
up.
We're ending on the McDonald's meat roll.
Yes.
Yeah, the McDonald's meat roll. There you go, kids. You're going to start a new food craze, Jim.
Yeah. I hope not.
Hopefully.
Yeah. New product. Maybe a McDonald's executive is listening to this
yes.
now.
Yes.
New product.
Brilliant.
My brother always said that I should go and call McDonald's and tell them my ability to eat whatever I want and not gain weight because I could be their spokesperson.
That's all going to go downhill when you hit 30.
Eventually, when I hit
45. The next time I'm gonna see you're gonna have a belly. You can't even fit in the chair anymore.
But like I said, I went to the doctor's recently, and I have a clean bill of health. So.
Your cholesterol is
normal.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
Was it Dr. Nick?
What about your
Dr. McDonald's?
I didn't do body fat
from
percentage.
30 Rock.
All my blood cells are normal. Everything's good. Blood sugar's fine.
How old are you, Jim?
27. I got a good decade left. I'm gonna enjoy it.
I think every man thinks that they're gonna die by 35. They're like, I'm gonna die.
Well, life's over, but when you hit 35, right?
I'm
just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Eating unhealthily caught up with my husband. Eventually, he used to be super skinny, like you are now, and he's not so much
anymore.
Don't
frighten him.
High cholesterol and everything.
That's inevitable.
Hopefully, in 10 years, I'll have just a pill you can take, and then you just lose all your weight.
Right.
Well, we'll see.
Thanks for having me on the
show. Yes, thanks for coming on.
Hopefully,
Jim.
I mean, I know episode 100, you'll probably invite me back.
Right. Of course.
So, Jim, can I borrow your copy of Demon's Souls now? Since it's out of your PS3 finally?
I don't know.
Wow. He does sleep with it under his pillow.
Can borrow it.
That sounds
all
really shady.
No.
There might be one in the library.
Yeah.
There's definitely one. Yeah. Yeah. Library one.
Ask.
Because no one else is crazy.
I just felt like asking Jim.
As always, you can send questions, comments, and feedback to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can follow each of us individually on my IGN. Mr. Riley, would you like to give out your My IGN and Twitter handles and things of that nature?
My IGN, I believe, is Riley-IGN.
Okay.
And my Twitter is just Jim Riley, no space.
Do you accept friends on Facebook from
I do.
People? All right.
Just don't keep making me join Farmville or something. I'm going to ban you.
All right. There you have it.
And don't add us to groups. We don't want
to be in.
And then we get 20 emails on our inbox.
You don't tag me in some random photos I'm not in, because then I'll just untag it.
So do all of you accept?
I don't.
I don't either because I feel Facebook is for my circle.
I was really big into that, and then I realized Facebook's dumb, so I didn't care anymore.
Yeah,
I just accept anyone, whatever.
That's what
I'm not ignoring your requests out of ill will.
We've had this conversation on here before because fans have asked, mm-hmm. Why aren't you guys accepting my friend requests?
Yep.
And blah, blah, blah. So some of us do, some of us don't.
There's no reason to follow me on Facebook. I talk all on Twitter.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you with an all-girl cast, probably, next week.